San Diego Mayor Dick Murphy says the situation there is, in his words, the worst fire disaster in the city's history. The firefront is 45 miles long. When the fire began, 6,000 acres were burning every hour. Russell Lewis of member station KPBS has been reporting on the fire since it began early Sunday morning. Russell, what's the mood in San Diego County?
Well, it really runs the gamut. Some people are upbeat, some people are downtrodden, and some people are just downright scared. You know, I think it's important to point out that this is a community that is used to fires. This is a fire-prone area, and, you know, when it comes to fires, it's sort of a regular occurrence, but certainly not to the extent and not to the level of the destruction that we've seen here so far.
Explain something. This is the worst fire, we're told, in terms of property damage and acreage burnt. But wildfires are common to the county. What is so different this time?
Well, there's a number of factors that have all come together that has really led to this dire situation that we find ourselves in. It's an area that hasn't seen much rain. In fact, some parts of the county haven't seen any measurable rain in 5 months. And, of course, that has led to incredibly dry brush. And at the same time, there are parts that have burned so far that haven't burned in several decades. So you have a lot of this dry brush and a lot of this so-called fuel for this fire. We had the fire was sparked, and then it was whipped up by these fierce Santa Ana winds. These are hot, gusty, and dry winds that blow in from the desert this time of year. And so all of these things have sort of come together. And at the same time, there haven't been enough firefighting resources. They were sent elsewhere to other fires. And so with all of this coming together, that's why we've sort of found ourselves in this so-called perfect storm.
And to what extent has all this stretched firefighting resources thin?
Well, there are several fires, as we know, that are burning north of San Diego. They began last week. There's a large brush fire in San Bernardino County that has destroyed several hundred homes. And California state law says that fires that begin burning first get the bulk of the resources. And so last week, when those fires began, San Diego's air tankers were flown north to fight the Rancho Cucamonga fire. And it also depends on the severity of the fire. San Diego's fire, it started incredibly quickly, and it burned even more quickly. And there are some fire officials who say even if these resources were all here, the firefighters and so forth, the extra resources may not have helped because it was moving so quickly.
We expected the weather to improve in San Diego County today. Did it?
Well, yes, it did. The winds died down quite a bit. The winds, in fact, are just blowing very, very gently. That's quite a contrast to the 50-mile-an-hour winds we were seeing just a few days ago. There is increased humidity, and there are cooler temperatures. But that doesn't mean that we're out of the woods yet. We still have problems here. In fact, there are evacuations that are underway as we speak in the mountainous region of eastern San Diego County. In fact, one of the towns is in Julian. It's a favorite day trip destination for many people here in San Diego. They've got great apple pies, and it's a great scenery and great little restaurants. And so many of the people of that town have been evacuated, as well as the town of Descanso. And at the same time, two of the fires that are burning are poised to merge into one and threaten even more homes. So even though the weather has improved, there's still a lot of other issues that still need to be worked out.
Reporter Russell Lewis of member station KPBS in San Diego, thanks a lot for talking with us.
You bet.